We're backstage with John Lennon. John, I don't know if you know about this. It might disappoint you, but we have about 6,000 letters that were sent since I've been gone from Miami for the Beatles, and our program director... Only one. Our no, there's many few, and our program director, Bill...
The disappointment gone.
Our program director, Bill Holly, brought up this giant mail sack, and it's on the plane. Do you ever get a chance to read any of these for the kids down in Miami or any other city?
Well, today, for instance, we spent about 1.5 hours just going through everything. This is Philadelphia at the moment. And we just walked in the room, and it's stacked with parcels and things. So we got all the parcels, opened them, sorted out all the sort of teddy bears and all the things. We've kept a couple of the gifts, sort of the small ones, in our pockets.
You get a lot of gifts for your baby, don't you?
Yeah, I'm even getting them for a new baby, which I haven't even got, but I'm keeping it anyway because I'm bound to have one day.
What does your wife think about this? Does she enjoy it, or let's say get pestered by all this onslaught of gifts, or does she pick them out, or just what?
She doesn't get pestered because I've tried to keep her out of the limelight. There's very few photographs of her. So, I mean, you know, people don't really know. If she wants to go in the sort of in the town or anywhere, she can walk around, you know, because people don't know what she looks like really.
We just got through a press conference downstairs, and, you know, all these press conferences are hectic. And I was going to ask you down there a question that hasn't been asked at any press conference so far. What do you think of press conferences?
It has been asked at 3 so far. Yes, sorry to disappoint you, Larry, but never mind. Some of them were good, like today's was good, because it was press. In Atlanta, there was just more kids. You know, I mean, we don't mind kids, but kids are to play songs to, and, you know, sort of wave at and all that, but there was more sort of children, on, you know, just sort of not doing anything, just making a noise, and the press didn't get a chance to say anything. So those ones we don't like, you know, the ones where there's no press, just thousands of sort of people, not just kids, everybody.
John, last night you were very kind, and Derek was very kind to invite us up to see the movie, which I've seen once, and now I've seen twice.
I never invited him at all. Just saw him sitting there, listeners.
Well, anyway.
Only kidding, Larry.
I'm interested in your reaction. You've seen it many times, but do you ever look at the screen, and does it bother you to see yourself ever?
Yeah, well, last night was about the worst time, you know. No, not the worst. The first time we saw it was the worst because there was just producers and directors of the film and cameramen and all the people concerned with it. And when you first see yourself on a big screen, you just watch yourself. You're thinking, oh, look at that ear. Oh, look at my nose. You know, look at my hair stick. And each one of us did that. So by the end of the film, we didn't know what happened. We hated it.
And another question I wanted to ask. A lot of listeners asked this before we left. And most of the questions I am asking you are from fans. When you did the picture, were you very, very nervous at the first? Because, of course, this was your first film.
Well, you can see the real nervous bits. Normally in pictures, you do things back to front, like the end. You make a film of that on one day, and then the next day you do the beginning. But in this one, we almost did it in sequence, one after the other. And the first bit we did was the train, which we're all dead nervous. You can see us, you know. Well, people that know us know, you know, that you know, we're sort of dead nervous for the first, but practically the whole of the train bit, we're just in going to pieces, you know, so embarrassed about it all.
One thing I noticed in the picture, and, you know, from being here 2 weeks, I noticed that many of your expressions and ways in the picture are just very natural. Did you have to adapt yourself to the picture, or was it just natural acting? Was it yourself? It looked like yourself to me.
Say half of it was ourselves, maybe more, because I mean the director knew that we can't act, you know.
Shut up, William, I'll give a tape.
The director knew that we couldn't act, you know, and we knew it too. That's Ringo shouting in the background. So the thing he had to do was to try and sort of almost catch us off guard, only you can't do that in a film. You've got to repeat things over and over. But he did his best, which he did quite well, to get us almost natural. And the bits that aren't natural stand out like a sore thumb. And you know what a sore thumb stands out like.
John, one thing that amazes me about you is, I don't know, you read articles, and half of them are untrue, like we talked about earlier on the tour. Yeah. But your amazing frankness about things, there are many, let's say, stars and big people in entertainment who've really hit it big, who are afraid of what they say. And I think the Beatles are probably the first fantastic number one pop international personalities that are not directed in this way. I notice nobody directs you at your press conferences. Everything you say is your own. Well, we have a train coming in the background. Do you ever...
The film, eh, Larry?
Very timely. Do you ever fall short of something to say? You've never fabricated anything. I mean, this is all your own opinion.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, saying that you would, but it just seems you're so natural.
Well, we would if somebody came up with something good to say.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody came up and said, "There's so-and-so reporter's going to ask you something, and here's a great answer," we'd use it. Which is like doing a film. Normally, we just, at conferences and that, we just ad-lib. And a lot of it's not funny at all. You just take the rough with the smooth, don't you, Larry?
Also, another question that a lot of people ask. When you play the guitar on stage, is there a lot of coordination involved with playing the guitar and singing at the same time in these production numbers and everything? Because they are quite a thing to do on stage to keep it all in order and everything.
Well, I don't know, you know, it's really involved that. It's not hard now. I mean, it's hard at the beginning when you write a song, say, it's a bit syncopated, you know, but this sounds a little bit involved, you know. Like some parts of She Loves You say, "Oh, I want to hold your hand." You're playing a different rhythm to what you're singing, which is quite hard. But we always record them exactly as we can play them, even if we do put things on top of it. The basic thing we sing on a record, we do live. You know, we play and sing at the same time on the record. So if we can't do it there, we don't do it.
One more question. I know you're about to get set for a big show here in Philadelphia, and the people are pouring in outside. When you go on a tour like this, and you go from day to day, from town to town, does it drain you any as far as your ability to get out on stage and do your best? Have you found this out?
Not on stage, you know, because there's something about it. We always get dead nervous before we go on stage. And 9 times out of 10, we suddenly feel tired about half an hour before when we've got to get changed. And that's just something that's been happening for 2 years. We always suddenly, all of a sudden, everybody's tired and changing into the suits and putting the shirts on. If you are, no. And then just as soon as you get on, it's all right.
Yeah. No. John Lennon, thank you very, very much. We're backstage at Philadelphia. This is Larry Kane. Thank you again.
Thank you, Larry, and God bless you. Jolly good.